Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 8th through the 15th. And we have a lot going on this week ahead. I was just looking at it, we're going to have so much to cover. But actually, it really breaks down into two areas. Almost the entire week ahead is going to be Aquarius-themed. And, I mean, it's going to kind of play out in a little bit different way throughout the week, but that's where it's at. And so when we're talking about Aquarius, we're talking about, you know, what our aspirations are, what is it we're dreaming about and really want to achieve. It is about the genius in all of us and those original ideas or projects or inventions. And it is about freedom, our own freedom, the world's freedom, and where we're going with all of that. And then it is also about our soul group. And so that can play out with, you know, friendships and associates and what you're doing with them, what you're doing within group dynamics, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, what you're doing with gatherings or parties or events or causes. So, my cat's going to jump on me right now, of course, too. No, kitty. No. She says, I'll give you a cause right now. So there you have it. We're going to be focused a lot on that in the week ahead, and I'm going to break it down here in a second. But first, I want to talk about the other area of energy, and that is going to be Venus. She is exiting that territory on Saturday the 10th. And so over these weeks ahead, she is going to be moving through Pisces. So Venus in Pisces is very mysterious and secretive, and who knows what she's up to back there. So, you know, when we're talking about Venus, we're talking about, you know, what's going to be happening with our love and our lovers. We're talking about what's going to be going on with income opportunities. We're talking about where the women are headed. And we're talking about beauty. So those four energies or those four topics are going to be working out through Pisces themes. And so it may be that we're getting into some research and investigating the facts and digging through stuff in the name of love or for our income or with the women or the beauty interests. It may be that we are planning some romantic getaways or romantic trips or pulling the curtains and hiding out with our lovers and having some private time. It may be that we are getting into artistic pursuits with this. And so, you know, it can be that the income is going to flow through your art, your film, your music, your painting, your poetry, your dance, and that kind of thing. It can be that you're taking your love interest out to a lot of artistic events, you know, or you and the women are planning to do something artistic. It can be about spirituality. So there may be a focus with prayer, meditation, yoga, getting back to nature. It can kind of stem out into other areas nearby, which would be magical interests or psychic abilities and that kind of thing. Maybe more signs popping up about love or income ideas and that kind of thing. Definitely the dreamscape is part of this. So you might dream about, you know, ways to make money, ways to fall in love, I don't know. And this area is also about institutions. It can be about hospitals, spas, retreats, prisons, psychiatric wards. So again, you know, maybe there's a female there, or maybe there's a love interest there. Maybe there's a way to earn money in those areas. And I think I covered it. I mean, the only like super challenging part of this over the weeks ahead is that this is the area of addictions and escapism. It's the area of deception and secrets. So you may have some of that if you're in challenging situations with your love interest or your income or the women you're dealing with or your beauty needs. But otherwise, this is where it's going, the mystery part of its horoscope. So prepare. It starts on Saturday. Oh, and you know what else I should mention is this is the karmic sign, right? So it can be that over the weeks ahead, there could be a karmic past life person showing back up or the end of a cycle karmically with somebody associated with one of those topics. So you can pay attention to that too. All right, so onward with all this Aquarius energy. When it comes to, you know, being with friends and doing things with groups and online and with your aspirations and original projects and charities and astrology and gatherings and all of this, Tuesday the 13th, we are going to have a major push from this territory. Happens to be Mardi Gras. So sounds like it's going to be quite the party, right? And, you know, part of this is news, information, meeting up with people that is going to push the Scorpio territory in a big way. So either it's very sexual, go figure, or there's something big financially. There could be something with death. Yeah, there could be something with divorce, reproduction, anything with third-party scenarios or power and controlling scenarios. So getting into talks and meetings about that, sharing ideas, hearing news and information about that on Tuesday looks kind of over the top. And the sun is showing up there, getting us in there physically, personally, making it about what we're doing, and connecting in an opportunity alignment to Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, playing out from the ego, the physicality of the scenario. So kind of jumping into something spontaneously, feeling free to express yourself, having something surprise you or excite you, or some last-minute change can be part of the story too as well on Tuesday. All right, so then we have the Valentine's Day, very next day. And so on Wednesday we have, you know, still we are in this sea of social energy, and it's playing out with Mars on this day, but in an opportunity alignment. And so, you know, this can be a day where, again, you're pursuing your aspirations. Maybe it's love aspirations. Maybe you're going to be connecting with the friends you love, or sharing love online, or within that group dynamic, or with your astrologer. That's really what you should be doing. I'm certain of it. And, you know, anything that you guys want to do in this social arena, there's this opportunity, open door energy with Mars saying, dive in, get active, be motivated. And this can be about, you know, linking it to travel plans or people at a distance, anything educational, whether you're teaching or learning, anything with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything legal, anything ceremonial, anything with religion or politics. So we just see, you know, a heck of a lot going on there on Valentine's Day. So, you know, some Valentine's days are a little bit more romancy than this one. It'll be a little romancy, I think, maybe for the Leos and the Libras. But this one, I think, you know, it's like love the world, love each other, love everybody. Open your hearts to the crowd, right? And so then that takes us to the big event of the week, which is on Thursday the 15th. Now, I debated, do I cover that this week or next week? But it is happening at 4:05 p.m. Eastern, which is 1:05 p.m. Pacific. So I really did think I should talk about it on this show. And this is a new moon solar eclipse, a very powerful one. It is at 27 point something degrees of Aquarius. And I wanted to, I wonder if I cut that up. Now that's the question with my little, okay, yes I did. Oh, I'm so good. Okay, I wanted to read from the Sabian symbol for this degree for everybody. And what this says is this particular degree is, the name of the degree is a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. And so the keynote here is knowledge and skill used in natural surroundings for the satisfaction of vital basic needs. It sounds like we are being asked to prepare, to have some backup stuff here in case something goes crazy in the months ahead, right? And it says this relates to natural living, the human capacity to prepare for the future, and to use both physical strength and mental ingenuity in meeting the hardships inherent in existence close to nature. Strength, efficiency, and intelligence are needed, but they are incorporated in a life in which every act can be part of a harmonic and beautiful ritual permeated with deep significance. And here we go. Guess what the two words for this are? Intelligent foresight. So, you know, don't go out and fell a literal tree unless you're building a cabin. But do think about this. You know, this is in Aquarius. It's about all of us as a whole and some of the insanity going out there on the world stage right now. And the Sabian symbol, which, you know, was brought from the ethers 100 years ago and written down for this degree, is really saying be prepared. So make sure you, you know, we know that Aquarius is associated with earthquakes and tidal social shifts. And so you want to be prepared, have a little cash back, have a little food back, have a little whatever you think you might need in your own personal scenario in case there is a change. And when we're talking about a solar eclipse, you know, this sucker can impact you guys for the next 3 to 6 months. So, you know, it's a widespread there where we see things that could be taking off. I do want to say from this astrologer's opinion, that Zoe Moon, that this very well may be linked to New Madrid fault line shaking that could start as soon as May 15th. I've been looking at that chart. I'm going to write something. I'm sure now that I'm announcing it, there'll be people that jump this in before I can get to it once they hear me say that. But the deal, it's definitely in the realm of possibility. So you guys want to, again, be as prepared as you can. You got plenty of time to figure that out. Now, when we're looking at how this could trigger, eclipses have trigger dates. And so for some of you guys, maybe about 10% of the population, you guys are triggered a month to the day before the eclipse happens. So some of you guys might have already had this kind of shot in the arm with the Aquarius energy back on January 18th. You can look back at your calendars, your Facebook, figure out whatever it was you were doing then. Then there is the period right around the eclipse itself. This eclipse is on the 15th. You could have events triggering, obviously, on the 15th, but you could also have them trigger the 4 to 5 day period prior or after, which would be February 10th, 11th, or February 19th, 20th. And then there's the month to the day after, which another 10% might be triggered on, which would be March 15th. So those are your key dates to remember. Again, I do believe this is going to tie into some stuff that's going to start to shift gears in a big way starting on May 15th. We should be watching, you know, the middle of the country during that time frame. So there we have it. And, you know, I guess the last thing I'm going to say about this is that this is not about endings. This is about new beginnings. This is a new moon solar eclipse. It is meant to give you 3 times the powerful boost forward into brand new territory or into that next level. So making new friends or starting new projects with current friends or getting into that group and introducing some new brilliant idea you have or starting a group yourself or, you know, launching the new website or, you know, getting into your new lesson plan with your astrology or getting into that new charity. You know, take things that you're already involved in to the next level or start brand new things. You want to really, even though this has a wide berth, you really want to be as proactive as you can be in the first 2 weeks from the day the eclipse starts. So I know I'm throwing a lot of different time frames at you, but that's when the momentum really can get you kind of up on the top of that wave, so you're riding it high as it goes in. And then the eclipse part of it can help you eclipse out, you know, what is done, or if there's been something blocking you. Maybe you've had a bad habit. You know, maybe you're not getting as many things going in that group or online because of something you've been doing to block yourself. Or maybe you're done with one thing and it's going to kind of wrap up and help you launch into this new thing. So it can help you eclipse. It is not endings. It is new beginnings. But the eclipsing part can be part of this. So you can kind of think about that. You know, what can I eclipse out so that I can go full tilt into this new stuff? And that's it. So I'm going to start talking about the signs. I know, Charlie. My cat doesn't like me to talk without petting him. Okay, so here we go. Venus heading into Pisces for Aries. This is February 10th through March 6th. Definitely going to be, you know, more steamy love kind of connections that are private, secret, little getaways, or something tied to a past life love interest. And for Aries, you know, as far as making money, focus on institutions, focus on research, focus on anything in your artistic realm, your spiritual realm, the romance department. All of this should go well for you during this time frame. And you may just find that, you know, you're having some connections with women that are behind the scenes working on things in development. Or maybe you're visiting a woman at a hostel or a spa, that kind of thing. And maybe with beauty functions, you know, you can either be researching what you want to do with your beauty products or getting in having a beauty procedure, you know, getting together with the girls behind the scenes, maybe a beauty party kind of thing. So all of that is favored, beauty, objects and art, that kind of thing as well. As far as all this Aquarius energy, man, it's just like, straight up off the charts for the Aries. I would say on Tuesday, you know, you can be meeting with people in interviews, auditions. You can be hearing something important. You can be signing agreements or making sales, all tied to these aspirations and original projects and friends and groups and internet and et cetera, with the Aquarius energy. There's something big in the mix with financial for Aries or sexual or has to do with third-party scenarios. Could also maybe be divorce, death, birth, triangles that are kind of, you know. But it doesn't, I mean, to me this kind of looks like, you know, Jupiter's in charge of this, so I think, you know, this is big in a good way, whatever this is. And then, you know, that you're also really showing up for whatever this social thing is or this aspiration is on Tuesday. And there's some excitement here in the mix about just kind of being in the moment and diving into this. On Valentine's Day, that social energy continues. You can kind of experience more passion or get more motivated on that day. You can plan a trip or travel. You can learn something or teach something. You can get into your media interests or your legal contracts or ceremonies such as weddings. You can experience religious or political interests on that day with a lot of passion. Sorry. Oh, man, my cat is just off the charts. And so there's that. And then on the new moon solar eclipse, it's your boost forward. So it is then time. Definitely, Aries, you want to launch that new webpage. You want to, you know, form that new group or join it or stand out in something you're doing, you know, in some social context. If you want to make new friends or start new things with your friends and associates, if you want to, you know, really figure out what kind of new invention or original idea you want to pursue. It, also, if you have any interest in learning astrology yourself or getting involved in a charity, even aviation is favored with this. So big, huge push forward starting on the 15th. You'll have two really powerful weeks of momentum to kind of see where that might take you. For Taurus, Venus is actually moving into this social stream starting on Saturday. So, you know, when we're starting to see this flow, it means that you're going to find love when you're out with friends or with group activities or online or with parties and gatherings and events or through your astrology or your charities. And if you're already in a love relationship, then you may become more social during this time frame. And then also Venus rules income. So, you know, the money is following when you're out there social networking and when you're promoting online and when you're, you know, in these group dynamics, et cetera. And it's a very good time to kind of link those original projects to income potential during these weeks ahead. Also for Taurus, you know, women and beauty themes, all of this can play out in the social realm, and you may see some aspirations flowering around that as well. Then when we're looking at the Aquarius energy for Taurus, it's about your career, or it's about some personal goal that you really are striving for, or it is about how you're dealing with authority figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, you know, whoever that higher up person is. You may have all that going. You could be juggling all that. You have a really intense personal goal you're going for. You're trying to move up the ladder on the career front. You're dealing with these higher-up type individuals. And it's going to be very busy in this week ahead, and it's going to continue to be busy here. So you want to circle Tuesday as the day where you may get into the talk or the meeting or the interview or the audition. You may make the sale or sign the agreement, negotiate terms. It can be about news or offers coming in on that day. This is going to push you in a big way with a partner or a client or a specialist or an agent or an attorney or the competition. So expect that one-on-one in the balance. And it's also calling the Tauruses to show up, you know, put your image out there or get in there physically about this. Maybe sign your name to something once again. And there's some excitement going on behind the scenes on Tuesday. So this can be romantic. It can be artistic. It can be spiritual. It can be about institutions or research and development. It's definitely in an open, positive flow for you guys. And then by Valentine's Day, all this energy continues to push you towards these personal goals, you know, or the career or the what you're doing with these higher up authority types. And now Mars is very passionate in the area of sexuality. So for the Tauruses, if you're with somebody and you have a personal goal to connect intimately, this is going to rock for you guys. But, you know, this is also the zone that is about the big financial picture. So for Tauruses, this can also favor focusing that day on your career or that higher up authority type person and what you're trying to hammer out with the finances, whether it's the, you know, the commission, the royalty, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, investments, loan, you know, whatever the big financial thing is. It might also motivate you to take action on a divorce or a death or a birth or a reproductive need. Again, doors open. There's a lot of flow here. And so there you have Valentine's Day. And then on the next day, on Thursday, the 15th, the new moon solar eclipse kicks in. It is launch time for the Tauruses. Again, this starts at 4:05 p.m. Eastern, 1:05 p.m. Pacific. Figure it out for your time zone. And this is about the next 2 weeks from the 15th, so pretty much, you know, the rest of the month and probably a few days into March. This is going to be about giving you that big boost forward, major, major boost forward to start new goals or take those personal goals to the next level to really get that career momentum going, whether you stay in the job you're at or you go for something brand new or you're starting your own business. This is like the timing of that thing. This can be about fame, reputation, status, and really moving that up a notch again for the Tauruses. And it can also, again, be about that higher up person. So you right really start to meet new power people that can help you in some way, or you might really start some new wonderful things for your parent or a boss or whoever you're involved with who's that higher up person. All right, for Gemini, Venus is moving into this area of personal goals, career, status, and these higher up authority type people starting on Saturday the 10th. So you're going to have Venus there until March 6th. Venus is charming. She's attracting stuff for you. She's smoothing out the bad stuff, if there is any. She's bringing the love and the lovers into the scenario. So Gemini, set goals about what you want to achieve with these love interests or to enhance your love life. She is bringing income flow. So Gemini, think about what you want to achieve on the career front or with those higher up authority types or that personal goal when it comes to making money. She is there as far as women in the mix with this and beauty themes. So if you're trying to launch a beauty product, this is great timing. If you're really trying to impress the higher up female or all of the females out there who are in a position to help, this could be a great time for you. So this is going to help, like I said, make things go a little bit better for you, and you really want to take advantage of that. And then with all this Aquarius energy for Gemini, you know, this is definitely a kind of off-the-charts week where there's so much going on in this territory. And I really think, you know, the first mega day is Tuesday the 13th, Mardi Gras. And for Gemini, this is about the ninth house. Oh, dear Lord, there's so much here. This is things that expand your world. So it can be education. You know, there can be things going on with your classes you're taking or want to take, the training you're getting or giving, your teaching wisdom and skills and ideas. So education, law, so if you need to do anything legal, then here you go. Anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, big, big week for it. Anything with travel or with people at a distance, with relocation at a distance, with import-export, with foreign global ideas and interests, okay? Anything with weddings or other ceremonies, anything with religion or politics. So I told you, that's a lot, right? Pick and choose what suits your life. Just expect that on Tuesday there's going to be news about something here or an offer, or you're going to get into talks or meetings about one of those topics, or there's going to be an agreement or a sale, or your writing is going to be featured in one of these areas, or there's going to be a big decision to be made. And this is pushing something in a big way for you guys involving your work or a health situation or the pets, or any paperwork that you're dealing with. and could also involve people you hire or coworkers, okay? And the other energy that's active on Tuesday really kind of pushes you into the center of the whole story. So either you're physically showing up for one of these topics, or you're, you know, it's about putting your image out there or your brand or your name on something. And showing some excitement in the social stream for Geminis with all of this. You know, so maybe it involves a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings, or maybe it's about that aspiration or original idea. So that's just on Tuesday. By Valentine's Day, Gemini still has this magic going on with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. But now it links to Mars, and we've got this door wide open and a lot of passion or a lot of motivation and activity, and it involves a romantic partner, or it involves a business partner or a client or the specialist or the agent or the attorney. So you're one-on-one with somebody on Valentine's Day. It looks like, you know, take that, whichever direction you plan on taking it. And then by the new moon solar eclipse on Thursday the 15th, this is that big, huge boost forward for you guys. It's giving you that la-ti-da out the door for the next 2 weeks, time to start something brand new, you know, in one of those areas or all of them if you're really ambitious, or time to take what you're already doing into that next territory. So, again, travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings and other ceremonies, religion or politics. Oh, yeah, the Geminis. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, you guys have Venus moving into that territory that Gemini is going to be so busy with next week. So, you know, for the next few weeks up through March 6th, starting on Saturday the 10th, Cancer is going to have Venus bringing her grooviness into those areas of travel, law, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, weddings and other ceremonies, religion and politics. So, you know, you may find love when you're out doing some of this stuff, or maybe you and your love interest are planning something in one of those areas, and this would be a good time to do this. So good time to travel with a lover, good time to meet love on the trip, you know, that kind of thing. Venus is also about income, so this may really spark some income opportunities with those media projects or that educational class you're going to teach, or, you know, finding the legal agreements for something income making, et cetera. This can be about women that are going to be prominent in one of these areas for you over the weeks ahead, and it can also be about beauty interests and what you're doing with that, so beautifying yourself, beautifying your space, focusing on the arts, whatever is beautiful to you in your world. So this looks good. It looks, you know, like things are flowing here. And then we see all this Aquarius energy. Now, gosh, Cancer, this is in the deep, intense power part of your chart. Wowza, wowza, right? So, you know, for you guys, when it comes to these aspirations and these original projects and the social stream, your soul group, your friends, your online interests, and all this stuff that goes with the Aquarius theme, we're going to be focusing this in this week ahead very actively on financial topics, not income, but everything else. So the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the partner's money, or whatever other financial interest you have. Or we're going to be focusing it on sex and intimacy, or reproduction and what you need to do about what's going on there, or divorce, or a death or a birth, or third-party scenarios, power, empowerment kind of situations, controlling interests and things, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's really the intense part of the chart. So, you know, on Tuesday, you may be meeting somebody about one of those things, or hearing some news, or getting an offer, signing agreements, writing, making sales, you know, making decisions about something here. And it's going to push in a big way for something going on with your lover or love life, or something big going on with the kids, or a creative project or a recreational pursuit. And so, you know, keep your ears open, speak up, whatever. And it also thrusts you into the middle of whatever this financial, sexual, divorce, mortality, birth, or reproductive third-party scenario might be. And it links you to something exciting going on involving the career or a personal goal or your reputation or what's going on with a higher up authority figure, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, et cetera. So Tuesday is quite active here. And then by Valentine's Day, by Wednesday the 14th, you know, you're still in there with the financial, the sexual, et cetera, et cetera. Now we see there's this passionate, motivating energy linked to this in an open door capacity involving the work you're doing or involving a health need or interest or pursuit or involving the paperwork or a coworker or the hired help or cleaning or organizing and tending to details or the animals and what you're doing for them. So, you know, maybe you'll find the financial scenario and hammer out the paperwork or, you know, there's all kinds of combinations there, but this definitely looks like, yeah, that's where the steam is on Valentine's Day. And then by the new moon solar eclipse on Thursday the 15th, the Cancers get that big push forward next 2 weeks, very proactively kind of taking steps towards new financial situations or taking your current finances into some next level direction. Definitely because of the triangle here for the Cancers, make sure you're getting expert financial advice about the choices you're making. Don't just wing it on your own. This is a powerful part of the chart, so you do want to, you know, talk to somebody who knows what they're doing in these areas. But this will help you get that momentum to make that happen. Or launching into that new sexual attraction or taking the sex life up a notch, you know, maybe getting that reproductive need met, maybe furthering the divorce, dealing with that mortality of somebody and what's happening with that, or maybe your own mortality. Maybe you've decided, you know, it's time to write the will or it's time to, you know, set aside the grave plot or something, you know, I don't know, however you're going to approach that. And anything with these triangular situations, darling, you got plenty of energy behind pursuing triangles, hopefully positive ones in the next couple weeks. And this is, like I said, for everybody, a power solar eclipse going to be taking us down the road quite a ways. So do concentrate on what you would like to do in these areas. For Leo, Venus is moving into that heavy-duty part of the chart starting on Saturday the 10th. She's going to travel there till March 6th. So, Leo, you know, this is going to smooth things out and help you attract the love when it comes to the sex life. All going to work together, you know. It's going to help you attract income flow as it relates to where you are with the loan or the backer or the investment or the insurance or taxes or, you know, wherever that all is going. You can kind of get that swirling together in some kind of favorable way. It's going to bring women on board when it comes to, you know, what you're trying to figure out with finances or sex or what you're doing with your reproductive needs or the divorce or a death or a birth or a third-party scenario, and bring beauty themes into bear. So maybe you're investing in something beautiful or maybe you're experiencing the beauty of bringing a child into the world through the reproductive situation. So definitely a lovely kind of smoothing out, attracting energy in those areas over the weeks ahead. And then when it comes to all this Aquarius energy that's going crazy in this week ahead, Leo, it's all about relationships for you guys. So this can be about your romantic partners or marriage partners. It can be about your business partners. It can be about your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates, or anybody else that you think is a serious one-on-one scenario for you guys. So on Tuesday the 13th, that's the day of communication and information. You may hear news or get that offer. You might get into talks or meetings or auditions or interviews. You might deal with agreements or negotiations or make sales or write or make, you know, just make your choices on that day. It's pushing in a very big way for the Leos something that has to do with your home or a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, or what's going on with family, parents, roommates, that kind of, you know, grounded, rooted part of the chart. And it's also really kind of pushing you in there to get in there physically with this person or to, you know, tie your name or your image or brand with this person in some way and wrapping it up in something exciting that's open for you guys involving travel or legal or wedding or educational or media, publishing, broadcasting, marketing, religious or political themes. Good Lord. So, yeah, you guys can really do it on Tuesday, right? And by Valentine's Day, whatever you're doing with this romantic partner or with business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera, links with a lot of passion and a lot of activity with love and lovers or with creative projects or with the kids or with recreation. So it does look like the Leos are going to be connected to somebody and doing something fun on that day. And then by Thursday the 5th, that new moon solar eclipse, major, major boost forward, big, big push into brand new relationships or big push into some new chapter that's kind of epic with one of these, you know, partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. So be proactive. You know, think about what you want to do with this. Where do you want to go? Do you want to start something new with somebody you've already got? Do you want to take that relationship to the next level? Do you want to start a new relationship? I mean, this is going to help you get that momentum going. And to think, I didn't even do any caffeine, didn't I? It seems like I didn't take a breath since the first of the show, but okay. Virgo. Virgo, Venus is moving into this relationship quarter for you guys starting on Saturday the 10th. So massive yummy for the Virgos. This is good, good, good energy. This is love playing out with your romantic partners. This is income flow with the business partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, even dealing with the competition. This is women who are beneficial to you in any of these relational energies. And this is, you know, beauty themes. If you want to pursue them, go see the specialist about, you know, what you want to do to beautify whatever it is you're beautifying, right? And so this should be really nice energy for you guys to enjoy the pleasures in these areas up through March 6th. Then with all this Aquarius energy going crazy in the week ahead, Virgo, social, aspirational, you know, connecting, moving, shaking, it's going to focus on your sixth house. So it can be work-related. It can mean that there's a lot of opportunity to just get in there and roll things along with your job, with any work you're doing around your own place, your own projects. It can be about getting more social, more aspirational with those coworkers or people that you're hiring to help you do whatever it is you're going for during this. You can get more organized. You can clean. You can tend to details. I know the Virgos love this stuff, right? And if you need to tackle paperwork, you can do that. And then on the flip side of this, the sixth house is about health and animals. And so ditto, I mean, you can really get the ball rolling if you are trying to start some new health regime or hire somebody to help you, like a trainer, a nutritionist, a doctor, a massage therapist, whatever. Or if you're ready to do something new with your animals or adopt animals or get involved with animal charities. I mean, all of this is big in the week ahead. So it starts on Tuesday. Well, I mean, I think you're in it as you go into the week anyway. But Tuesday's the big first day. Tuesday's when you're going to hear news or get those offers about the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, et cetera. Or it's when you're going to get into talks or meetings or write about it, or you're going to, you know, sign agreements or get into sales or take short trips or field offers, make decisions, interview, that kind of thing. And this is pushing in a big way in the communication field for you guys. So this is really a big deal on Tuesday, you know. Definitely can, you know, see something big coming out of this day. If you want to kind of tag anything else onto that, could involve local activities, could involve vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, that kind of thing. But I really do think, you know, specifically with the communications, the decision-making, agreements signed, sales made, those kind of things are tying into this in a big way. And it's tossing you guys in there physically or personally with this work, health, pet, paperwork, coworker, hired help thing, and bringing some excitement in from the financial arena or in from a sexual attraction or a reproductive need or what you're really trying to do with divorce. You know, so maybe it's the paperwork with the divorce coming through on that day. Or if you're dealing with somebody who's passed, maybe you're dealing with their paperwork or getting that stuff organized as well. So there you have Tuesday. Then Valentine's Day continues this theme of giving you this perpetual motion with work and health and animals and coworkers and hired help and paperwork and organizing and cleaning. But now we see like a lot of passion, a lot of activity playing out tied into this in the home or about the home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or involving, excuse me, family, parents, roommates. So you got something going on there, right? And then by Thursday, the 15th, we have the new moon solar eclipse, major boost for the Virgos, big two-week window where you want to launch into new opportunities or you want to take what you're doing and really get it out there to the next level. So it will help you step up that work scenario. If you're out of work, it'll help you get the job. If you're working, it'll help you introduce the new idea or get together with a new coworker or launch the project with the coworker you're involved with or, you know, whatever. I mean, it's really about boosting that work scenario. Really good time to hire somebody new to help you with whatever you need. Really good time to launch the new health regime or take your health to that next level if you've been working on health. And definitely, let's not forget our furry friends, the animal kingdom. Get in there and do something because you're the ones that have the big boost, and this is a wonderful time to be proactive about that. All right, so for Libra, Venus is going to go into that territory in your week ahead, starting on Saturday the 10th, and going to stay there till March 6th. So Venus is going to be helping the Librans really smooth things out, attract the good stuff coming in, enjoy themselves more, be able to charm others a little bit more. And it's going to really favor you guys in the work field. So furthering that work that you're doing or the work you're going after, you may find that there's a female or a lot of females that are going to help you with the work situation or that you can now get income flowing in the work a lot easier. There may be some love sparking with a coworker or someone you hire to help, right? And so work is where this is playing out. And then also anything with the health area can be a good time to, like, get some money flow going with a health product or to get a female and go start, you know, jogging or hiking, or maybe you'll hire a female trainer or nutritionist or see a female doctor. I mean, definitely can help get your health geared up. The animals, you know, wonderful time to express the love, share the love with an animal in your life. Maybe you'll adopt a new animal during this time frame where you'll help bring money in for animals, that kind of thing. Getting organized, cleaning, there may be females or income flow that's going around that. So there's just a lot of good stuff in the mix here over the next few weeks. And then with this Aquarius energy for Libra, you guys are getting this in four areas. It's all in the fifth house. So this is really going to be about getting a lot of stuff really geared up and moving in this week ahead when it comes to your creative projects, when it comes to your love life or lover, when it comes to children, and when it comes to recreation. So if you only want to hone in on one of those, fine. Or you want to hone in on all four of them, you go for it. And whatever this little Libra wants, you just decide. But this is going to be really major energy playing out. So on Tuesday, that's the day where you hear the news or the offer, or you get into the talk or the meeting, or you write something, or you interview or audition, or you sign agreements or make sales, or you make that decision. And it is about the creative project, the lover, the kids, or the recreational pursuit. And it's going to push something in a big way, you know, that's kind of in that expansive mode, having to do with your personal income or something you're purchasing or a product that you're involved with or your possessions and what you're doing with them. And at the same time on Tuesday, it's going to push you to personally show up and get involved with this love interest or this creative project or the kids or the recreational pursuit, or maybe tie your image or name or brand into it in some way. And the excitement here is linked to a partner or a client or a specialist or an agent or an attorney, somebody in a relational kind of dynamic that is locked into this. Maybe you weren't even expecting it. Maybe you are, and there's just, you know what this excitement's about. But there's some excitement there. And then by Valentine's Day, the Librans are still full throttle in there with creation, the love, or the kids. And now we are seeing kind of a lot of activity going on locally here, or maybe you're taking a short trip, or you're getting into the communication aspect of this, and you're meeting, you're talking, you're writing, you're dealing with agreements and sales and interviews and auditions. Again, this is kind of amped up on Wednesday, Valentine's Day. And also Libra, some of you guys might be involving, like, let's say you're dealing with the kids or the creative project, you might be involving siblings or neighbors with that, or maybe there's some focus on vehicles or electronics and what you're doing here, and that's all in flow as well. And then by Thursday the 15th, we have that new moon solar eclipse, and Libra, major thrust forward into something brand new, or next chapter, next level, when it comes to your love life, your lovers, your children, or children that you're working and involved with, or anything about creative projects or creative talents, and anything recreational. So go, go, go. You have that two-week window to really boost it forward. Eclipse out anything that may be blocking that forward growth, but make it about new beginnings or next chapters with things that are already happening. All right. Scorpio. Scorpio Venus is headed into this area. This is a good thing for the Scorpios. This means when it comes to the love life and the lovers, Venus is moving in here. She'll smooth out any issues with lovers that you already got going on. She'll help you attract new lovers. She'll make you the love queen or king of the universe for the next few weeks up through March 6th. So love, moving into the house of love, yeah, it's got to be a nice thing, right? We also have Venus ruling income. So you may decide, you know, Zoe, I got enough love going on. I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the creative side of my life. Okay, good. So if you want to do that, then Venus can bring women on board who are really good for you. Venus can bring income flow around those creative projects. She can bring the topic of love to what you're doing creatively, or beauty into this creative process. And, you know, this house is also about kids. You might really start to express more love with the kids, or start to work on focusing on income flow with the kids, or a woman involved with the kids. And same thing with recreation, you know, good time to get out there and enjoy yourself and really attract the good stuff through that. And then with all this Aquarius energy over the week ahead, really getting active for Scorpio, it's about stuff that is going to be happening in the home, about the home, with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with family, with parents, with roommates, with history or ancestry and your security needs. It's all there at the grounded root of your chart. So on Tuesday, that's the day you hear the news about something going on there, or that's the day you feel the offer coming in, or you get into the topper meeting about it, or you sign agreements or make sales related to it, or you write there, you know, or you make a big decision about something going on there. And this is pushing you personally or physically in some really great expansive way. So trying to get you into that next level of happiness or prosperity or personal growth. Excuse me. And it's also pushing you to get in there and show up about this, you know. So you might be physically in the house or with the family that day, or maybe you're tying your image or brand to something going on in one of these territories. And there's some excitement here involving your work or coworkers or hired help or something with health or animals in the mix. Maybe some paperwork going on here that really is kind of, you know, amping up that excitement level. Then by Wednesday, by Valentine's Day, again, Scorpio, lots of energy playing out in the home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And now we see this passionate, aggressive, like, let's go do something energy is about some purchases or some gifts or some products or some possessions or what you're doing to make money. So that's in flow on that day. And then by Thursday the 15th, we see this new moon solar eclipse launching you guys out there into this next new chapter. You know, so you could start to move. You could, you know, get the new house. You could decide to start something brand new in your own home. You could take what you're already doing there and really try to motivate to take it to the next level. It can be about the renovation. It can be about the family, the parent, the roommate, and really, you know, what new thing do you want to start in this territory? and eclipse out the old, the thing that's blocking, and really, but really make it about this new beginning. So there you have it. For Sag, Venus is headed into this area of home, real estate, family, roommates, parents, renovations, moves, history, ancestry, and that. So Venus is definitely going to make this a better time over these weeks ahead up through March 6th. I mean, she's going to be doing everything she can to help smooth out issues or attract the love there. You know, if you're single, invite them back for a home-cooked meal. If you're in love already, plan on spending more time on the sofa, watching the good romantic movies, you know. If there's any income interest that you might have, working from home and making money, or making money in real estate or in some kind of family business or with the roommate, I mean, that's favored as well. Anything, you know, involving women here, anything, you know, maybe you'll bring in a great interior designer, or maybe you'll, you know, there'll be a woman who's going to help out your parent, or, you know, anything with females, this could be a great thing. And beauty, bringing beauty into the home, buying some wonderful art pieces and making it look lovely. So this is a nice trend. And then we are going to have in this week ahead the communication information sector just going off the charts for Sagittarius. So, you know, this is really about the writing, the agreements, the sales, the interviews, the auditions, the talks, the meetings, the offers, the decisions. And then it is also about the mundane side of this, which could get you guys busier on short trips or local community neighborhood activities. It could get you more in there with brothers, sisters, neighbors. It could get you focused on vehicles or electronics. And so, you know, it's you're going to be busy, right? So Tuesday, this is kind of doubled up because Mercury, who rules all this, is showing up and amplifying that and then linking to something big tied to all this news and offers and agreements and talks and interviews, et cetera, that has to do with your art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, or has to do with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions or a romantic getaway or a spiritual matter that you're involved with, or the research and investigation. So something really nice and big going on there. And it's asking you guys to get in there, personally show up, make it about you and what's going on with you. And there's some excitement here tied to a love interest or the kids or a creative project or something recreational. So all that comes together in some kind of wild way on Tuesday. And then by Valentine's Day, there is this real passionate, motivated energy within the Sagittarius playing out. Tied to those themes. So you can jump in the car and go take that short trip with your love interest, or you can decide to spend your passionate energy writing or doing something local, you know, or with your brothers or sisters or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. Now, if you want to show up and interview or audition, really standout day for it. So any of that stuff locks really well with the Sagittarius. And then on the new moon solar eclipse on Thursday the 15th, this is that big boost forward, major new things opening up, new offers, new agreements, new sales, new writing projects, new interviews and auditions, new short trips and local activities, talks and meetings, new ideas and decisions. I don't know if I'm repeating myself now. New things with brothers, sisters, neighbors, you know. And so you want to look for the new, but you also want to look for taking what you're already doing into some next level, because that's possible as well. For Capricorn, Venus is moving into this communication information realm starting Saturday the 10th, and you're going to have her there through March 6th. So, you know, this is awesome for, like, charming people with your words and attracting people with your wit and genius and flirtations. You know, so the word, the spoken word, has got that added charm and attractive quality for the Capricorns over the weeks ahead. Use it wisely. And you know, this is definitely good for interviews and auditions and your writing and your agreements and sales and the money flow, because, you know, Venus rules income. So it can help you get out there locally and make money, take those short trips, make money, get into that meeting or audition or interview, sign the agreements, make the sales, make money. Women can be beneficial in all these areas. You may attract love. You may run into somebody really, really hot and cute and sexy at the grocery store or at the coffee shop or at the post office. So, you know, keep that in mind. Don't go out in your scruffies. And so, yeah, love flows here. Income flows here. Women can be good for you guys here. There could be beauty themes playing out here. So there you have that. And then with all this Aquarius energy in the week ahead, man, is it going to be busy. And for Capricorn, I mean, it is slamming, helping you guys amp things up with income opportunities. It may also urge you to make some purchases or focus on your product development or what you're doing with products or anything you're doing with your possessions. So make the money, buy the things, focus on possessions and products. Tuesday, this is definitely going to get you into talks or meetings about it, interviews or auditions about it, help you get into agreements or sales about it, field offers, write things up, make choices. And it's really kind of opening, and you know, I don't want to say opening, it's pushing something in a really big way involving your personal aspirations or something original you're involved with, or it's tied in with a friend, an associate, a group you're involved with, something you're doing online or with astrology or charities or gatherings. And then there's also this energy really kind of pushing you to physically show up and get involved or tie your brand or name or image to this income opportunity or the purchase or the possession or the product on Tuesday, and some excitement tied in an opportune way having to do with what's happening in the home or with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. Oh, so that's Tuesday. Then Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, you still got that emotional push to either make money or focus on purchases, maybe some gifts, maybe some products, maybe some possessions. And then there's this Mars energy that's stirring passion and activity behind the scenes that is looks favorable here. It looks like you're going to get involved in something either romantic or you're going to get involved in something artistic or spiritual or via the research or investigations or with rest and recuperation or hospitals and healing. Or it could be other institutions too. So a lot going on there. And then by the new moon solar eclipse on Thursday the 15th, this is your big push forward. This is the launch into something brand new or next level when it comes to making money, purchases, products, possessions. So plan accordingly, be proactive, and now we're going to Aquarius. Aquarius, Venus is headed into your income zone on Saturday the 10th, and she will stay there through March 6th. So Venus is going to be helping you with income, possessions, purchases, and products over these next few weeks. Venus does rule income on her own, so seeing income going into the income sector means this is one of those stellar times that you do want to take advantage of. If there's anything you're trying to pursue that is about making money, because she can help, right? Venus is also about maybe the earnings that you can have tied to your product or what you're doing with your possessions. Maybe you're going to put them up for sale online or at a yard sale and that kind of thing. This is also about Venus being about love. So maybe you're making some purchases that have to do with love or you're earning money in the love industry somehow. Maybe it has to do with women. And so there's a significant woman that's coming to the forefront, possessions or income or purchases. Or it can also be about beauty. Maybe you're feeling like buying more art or more things to beautify your face, your hair, your wardrobe, your house, whatever you want to bring beauty to. So this is all kind of favorable in flow with you guys over these weeks ahead. And then with all this Aquarius energy that's going crazy in this week ahead, you're an Aquarius, so it's all about you. So, I mean, you guys are really going to be busy. I'm going to say Tuesday the 13th on Mardi Gras. I mean, it's about you guys. You know, you may get an offer, an invitation on that day. You may decide to sign agreements or put your name to something, or maybe you're going to focus on your body and image and brand in some kind of way. You're going to meet with somebody or hear, get into a sale or something that has to do with something you want. So it can be about pursuing personal goals. It can be about what's happening to you specifically. And definitely communications open, ideas open, short trips, local activities open on that day. And something big going on with a personal goal or a career move, or something with an authority-type person, a boss, a parent, director, teacher, mentor, judge, somebody like that. And then with the sun really honing in on this day, it doubles up the factor that it is about you, you know. So get yourself there. Whatever this is that you're pursuing on Tuesday, show up or tie your brand or name or image or title into it in some way. And there's some excitement here with a meeting or a talk or an agreement or a sale or the writing, the interview, the audition, the proposal, the decision, you know. So, man, Tuesday looks really wild. And then by Valentine's Day, again, we got Aquarius right at the center stage, but now we got Mars really amping up the passion and motivating you to do something. And this ties in with a party or an event or a gathering or what you're doing online or with a friend or associate or group activity. And again, you right in the center of all this, you know. Maybe something with astrology or charities as well could be in with this. And anything, if you don't want to socialize, I mean, you can make it about doing something completely original or unique or freeing, F-R-E-E-I-N-C, freeing. So, you know, whatever, wherever that might take you. And then by that new moon solar eclipse on Thursday the 15th, this is your launch into something new or next level. So Aquarius, you know, do you want to do something new and better for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Is there some personal goal that you really would like to strive towards? You want to dream big. This is very powerful stuff. You have 2 weeks starting on the 15th where you can just take that first step and then see it gather steam over the months ahead. For Pisces, Venus is moving into your sign. I mean, that's a great thing. So this is starting on Saturday the 10th. So Pisces, you know, this is love moving into you. This is income flow moving through you. This is women trying to be around you. This is beauty all over you, right? So, you know, having Venus within the sign helps you attract others or positive circumstances or smooth out issues and charm those around you. And so it's just kind of a special time. Kitty, be nice. And so you guys can definitely enjoy whatever that is. It's a good time to purchase some things for yourself or to beautify yourself or to express and share the love with others. Charlie, don't hurt the kitty. Kitty. I'm trying to integrate the kitty, sorry. Right in the middle of the Venus path, too. He just looked at me like, I don't care. Okay, so let me get back to this. So, you know, Pisces is a good thing up through March 6th. All right, so then we have all this Aquarius energy kicking in, and it's going to get super busy for you guys. And here's the deal. You know, this is in that mysterious, mystical, behind-the-scenes space for you guys. So there's a lot you guys could be doing here. You guys could be kind of pulling back and getting inspired, maybe meditating, getting into your prayer, your spiritual life, and allowing things to really kind of come to you in this week, and it could really take off in some way. You guys could be connecting in a romance, getting away, taking a little getaway together, or having those romantic trips, or, you know, really kind of reconnecting with each other in some way. You guys could be definitely getting very busy with something in the art realm. So whether that's you going and enjoying something artistic or that's your own artistic pursuits and projects, you know, this is about film and music and poetry and painting and dance and sculpture and theater and museums and concerts and all this kind of stuff. It can be about hospitals or spas or retreats or any kind of institution that you're getting involved with. And it can also be about just research and investigation, digging into that information and figuring out what you're doing, you know. So you got a lot of territory here you can choose from. Definitely something's going to get quite busy in this week ahead. Tuesday is when you hear the news or the offer coming through about it, or you meet with somebody or talk about it, or you interview or audition, or you focus on the agreements or the sales or the writing or the decisions about it. And there's something really big tied to this that is, God, there's a lot here with this too. There's something big tied to this for Pisces on Tuesday that has to do with travel or people at a distance or foreign people, or has to do with education, legal matters, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics. So I'm sure you know which one it is for you guys, but it's big on that day. And the day is asking you guys to show up in one of those mysterious behind-the-scenes arenas. Get in there physically or make it about you, tie your image, your brand, your name into it. So it is a day to be in there with this artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing hospital or other institutional research or investigative matter. And then there's also some excitement kind of coming into this that is involved either your income, a purchase, a gift, your possessions, or a product that you're working on. So, man, there's a lot there on Tuesday. Then by Valentine's Day, again, you know, you're behind the scenes, you're in the romance, the artistry, the spirituality, the hospital or other institution, the research or development. But now you've got passionate energy charging things up or motivating you to do something, and there's going to be stuff happening here tied to this involving a big goal that you've set or involving your career or your fame or reputation or something with a higher-up authority type person, you know, a boss, a director, a teacher, a parent, a judge, a mentor, somebody like that. So, you know, maybe it's about taking action on the romantic goal. Maybe it's about, you know, something in the arts and your career. Maybe it's about, you know, the research and the authority person or the, you know, the hospital and the authority figure. I mean, any of those combinations, but the door is open there. And then by Thursday the 15th, we have that new moon solar eclipse. And so that is your huge push forward. We're looking at brand new opportunities over the weeks ahead. You want to start new artistic pursuits, start new romances, start new spiritual practices, start new interests with institutions or research and investigations, or stay with what you're doing, but really use this momentum to launch into that next chapter. Take it up a notch and, you know, look for the universe to conspire to help you do that. And so that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can usually connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'm here every week on Thursday nights. I'll be back next week, God willing. And I hope this is just a tremendous week for everybody. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.